اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله, and welcome back to our Quranic sessions. Let's read and recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with students of Xavier International School and also the Xavier International Schools Network. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Especially Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Jafari.
Especially Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Jafari, inshallah. Okay. So thank you so much, dear brothers and students, for joining us. Inshallah, God willing, today we will be talking about the last topic in our level one of learn how to read the Quran Kareem, okay? Inshallah, from the coming sessions, we will go on and start the level two of our Quranic lessons, okay, inshallah? So, this is the last topic in our level one, and before we go and start, let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajhum.
So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I hope this series of Quranic sessions must have been influential and beneficial for you. Remember that if you have still, dear brothers and sisters, as listening us, if you have still problem in reading the Quran Kareem, so it means that you have not mastered the foundations or the basics, which were these topics that I mentioned. Okay? The alphabet letters, the harakat, the tashdeed, the sukoon, I mean shadda, sukoon, and tanween, these things. Okay? So, and also we talked about mad letters, also alif maqsura, alif dagger alif, and many more. So today, two topics we'll talk about them. One, how to improve our reading in the Quran Kareem, okay? A lot of people, they can identify, yes? They can identify the letters, they can identify the harakat very easily. If you tell them, what is this letter? He says, ba, sin, shin, ta, okay? Yeah? But when we ask them to read, it becomes a little difficult for them. They say, wa, a, sha, m, se, wa, do, ha,
like
ha,
him.
This way. But today, inshallah, we will learn how to improve this. All right? Okay. So, two topics, inshallah, we'll talk. One, the moon letters and the sun letters. And then, how to improve our reading before we start our
second level
or level two.
The final impossible level.
Okay, so, dear students, remember that there are certain letters, okay, that you have to pay attention to them while reading the Quran Kareem. So, two groups we have, moon letters and sun letters. So, we talk about them in when we meet an alif and a lam, okay? Alif, lam. When we meet alif, lam, we have to pay attention to the letter that comes after it. Yeah. So, the letter that comes after alif and lam in our words, okay, Quranic words, they are divided into two groups. Either they are moon letters or
sun letters.
Okay?
They have light.
Yeah. So, remember that when we have alif and lam and a sun letter, you don't have to read that lam. You have to skip that lam. Look, we have alif and lam, a word starting with alif and lam. Okay? The third alif is the first letter, lam is the second, and the third letter is important. So the third letter is either a moon letter or
a sun letter. Okay. Min hal Hussein.
Yeah.
Okay, sleepy it's today.
If we have alif lam and after that is tashdid, it's
great. That's the sun letter. A sign how to guess, how to identify this is. Sometimes you will forget, okay? Yeah, sometimes people will forget, especially if they are sleepy. They will, forget, okay, what the sun letters are or what the moon letters were, okay? So it is important to know them. So if alif and lam is followed by a sun letter, you skip that lam, okay? So directly, straightly, you join the previous letter before alif lam, okay? You join it to the letter after alif and lam.
If you were not having any previous letter, it starts
the you start, yeah, you put a harakat on the top of alif and you start. You join that harakat of alif with the next letter, not lam, okay? You skip lam. You usually see that there is no harakat on the top of lam. I mean, there is no sukun. Sometimes they put a sukun as well.
In some Qurans, they do in another color, in blue color. Blue
great,
color.
Yeah. Sometimes they do it this way. And that makes it better. Easy for you. Yeah. So if you have a moon letter, okay, after alif lam, you have to put a sukun on the top of lam and you have to pronounce it. You have to join the letter before it to the lam.
Yeah.
So to remember what moon letters mean and what sun letters mean, you have to remember these two words. Wash-shamsi. Wal-shamsi. But you have to say wash-shamsi. You skip that long. Shams. Shams in Arabic means?
Sun.
And
wal-qamar.
Wal-qamar. Wal-qamar.
And not one qamari.
The moon letters, okay? Yeah, the moon letters, okay? Remember these two words. Wash-shamsi. Do I pronounce the long? Do I say the long? I skip it. So I directly join waw to sheen. And our sheen has a tashdeed.
What do you say to night in English? No, moon in
Arabic?
In Arabic? Yeah. Qamar.
Qamar.
Means wal qamar.
Yeah. Shams letters, okay? Shamsi and qamari, we say.
And
wal qamari. Look, wal qamari. We pronounce that long. So remember. Okay, Mahdi? Wal shamsi and wal qamari.
What is it? قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So let's see what are those moon letters and sun letters, okay?
You said it.
How many letters do we have in Arabic?
24. 29.
Yeah. Alif and alif as well, it's a letter, yes?
Yeah.
So remember that alif is usually used to stretch the sound. Usually it's used. One of the differences between alif and hamza is that alif does not have any harakat, okay? It does not accept any harakat, but hamza accepts the next one. Alif is used usually for stretching the sound. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا. If you put a hamza after ha, you say وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا. Not ha-a, okay? Two differences. Alif does not have any harakat sometimes because, for example, we do not have any letter before shamsi, the word with shamsi letters, yes? The sun letters. So in this case, we put a harakat on the top of alif. Otherwise, we don't. Okay? So, inshallah, in the next level two, we will start the first topic with Hamzatul Wasal and Hamzatul Qata'. Inshallah.
Sorry, didn't we already learn those?
What?
We already learned them.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Also, it might be in your dreams, okay?
No.
So,
but we learned Shamsi and Qamari here.
Yeah, we will, inshallah, learn them. So now, put alif away. How many letters now we have?
28.
So 14 Shamsi letters, 14 Qamari letters.
Alif is in both of them or no?
No, Alif put it away. Because Alif is with Alif Lam. Alif Lam we have it. Uh-huh. Okay?
Wait, doesn't that mean?
So Yeah, but so we don't have it alif, okay?
Because also we should put it does not hamza have a harakat. Hamza?
No, hamza is there, okay? So 14 letters are there. 14 letters are there, which are sun letters and 14 letters, moon letters. Let's read them, okay? So sun letters.
Shams.
Okay?
Shin.
Yeah. The first one is Shin, of course. Yes. Because what Shams you say, yes?
Isn't it 30 letters?
Because what is the twin brother of Shin?
Sin.
Sin. Twin brothers are the same.
And Rain.
How about Ta? Ta and twin brother? Ta. Ta and Ta. Tha.
Tha.
Ta and Tha. Alif, ba, ta, tha. Ta and tha. They are sun letters. Remember, Mahdi, okay? Sun letters. Next one. Dal and the twin brother.
Dal.
Ra and the twin brother. Za.
Za.
Dal, dal. Ra, za, za. Sin and sheen. Sin and sheen. Next one. Sad, dad, ta, za.
There are nine.
After one another. So, in order. Look. Dal, dal, ra, za, sin, shin, sad, dad, ta, da.
Also, we have.
How many? Dal, dal, ra, za, sin, shin, sad, dad, ta, da. Ten here, one after another. Starts from dal, ends in da. So then, 11. Ba, ta, ta, and
tha.
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 Tha. So 12. Not next one, lam and noon. Lam and?
Noon.
Noon.
Alam.
Yeah. Alladhi.
Alladhi.
Alif, lam, then lam again. Alif, lam, lam. Alladhi. You don't say.
Alam al-Qur'an.
For example, if even if you say alladhi, pronounce that lam again, you have it. But you merge them together because the lam becomes sakin. Okay, you merge them with the other.
It will be like this. Alladhi. If you read the alif lam.
No, you put a tashdid. You join them. You merge them.
What would happen if we put alif lam and then lam?
What?
What would happen if we put alif lam and then lam?
We join them.
Allal.
Yeah. We join them. We make the first one sakin.
It would look like this.
Yeah. We make the first one sakin and the second one we put a harakat on the top of it. Then we. Use a shadda, yes?
Yeah,
shadda.
If you write
another letter.
Yeah, if you write alif lam and the alif lam and the alif no lam with it will be Allah.
Yes. So that's how you write
No. No, Allah has a ha as well.
No, without
Allah has three lams.
Allah.
Oh, what did I do?
Okay. So how many letters are there for sun letters?
14.
14. Okay. Ta. Tha. Dal, dal, ra, za, sin, 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 shin, sad, dad, ta, za. And?
Qaf, no, sorry.
Lam and?
Ta and sa.
Lam and noon. Lam and noon. Minhala sensei?
Ta, sa, da, za, ra, za, sin, shin, sad, dad, lam and noon.
Ta and za.
Ta and za.
Yeah. All are the twin brothers.
Yeah.
So, Mahdi? What letters are they?
Ta and tha.
Ta and tha.
Ta, tha.
Starts from dal. Dal.
Tha, da.
Dal, dal.
Tha, da.
Dal, dal.
Dal, dal.
Raza.
Raza.
Sin, shin.
Sin, shin.
Sad, dad.
Sad, da, ta, da.
W. W.
And the W.
What is W doing there?
W, where?
San, dad, ta, va. And lam and noon.
Lam and
Muhammad
noon.
Yahya?
Yes, you don't know as well. He doesn't know.
Ta,
tha, ta, tha, dal, 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 ra, za, sin, shin, sad, zad, sad, dad, ta, za.
Lam and?
Lam and noon.
So remember, inshallah, these letters. When you meet them, do not read that lam, okay? You have to skip that lam. Directly, the previous letter, you have to join it to connect it to this letter, okay?
For example,
washamsi.
We should eat the alif lam.
Yeah.
Eat.
Okay. So these are the 14 letters. Let's recite a salawat. After salawat, we will come back. But before salawat, we will give thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. Especially the students. Recite a salawat, we will be back inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ali
Muhammad wa
ajil farajah.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن